our army has committed horrible war crimes in my name, in everybody's name that lives here. I have Palestinian friends. I have Palestinian friends that live in the West Bank, in Israel. I do not want to be a part of their system of oppression.
I served 197 days in prison for refusing to serve in the Israeli army.
These are Israel's young refuseniks, teenagers who refuse to carry out their military service, compulsory for most Jews and some minorities over the age of 18. We met them at the headquarters of a left-wing political coalition and accompanied them to a demonstration they attend weekly, where they call for an end to the war in Gaza and the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land.
We are going to join the demonstration of the hostages' families to be the block against the occupation there and support them.
The reason, they say, is simple.
If I will join the army, I just will be part of the problem, and I personally prefer to be part of the solution.
Joining the military is part of Israel's national identity, so refusing is a major social taboo, something these teens do not take lightly.
Losing friends, losing contact with family members, having people yell at you in the streets, spit at you in the streets, it's a big mental toll on us, but we have to continue.
I want this change and I will give my life for it.
While over 100 Israeli reservists have refused to serve in Gaza since the war began, only about a dozen young Israelis, like the ones we met, have publicly refused to enlist. And while their numbers are small, there are more refuseniks now than years prior. And those leading the movement say they're confident it will grow.
More and more people are saying now that we need to refuse, need to stop this war. Our mission is to tell people that, sure, you want to refuse, you want to be against this war. See that occupation is also an issue. If I only protest against Netanyahu, then I'm solving the smaller issue. The bigger issue here is the really systematic oppression in our country.
This struggle will succeed. I don't know if I will see it, but someday there will be freedom and equality between the river and the sea. You can't oppress people forever.